According to a statement Justice Bradley released to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Prosser put his hands around her neck, quote, in anger in a chokehold. Bradley's press release came hours after one issued by Prosser on Saturday. In his statement to the Journal Sentinel, Prosser denied allegations he choked Bradley, saying, quote, the anonymous claims made to the media will be proven false. Three knowledgeable sources told Wisconsin Public Radio and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism that the justices had a physical altercation just prior to the release of a ruling on the state's new law restricting collective bargaining. The sources spoke on condition of not being named, citing a need to preserve professional relationships. They say the argument took place in Justice Bradley's office with several other justices present. Sources say Bradley asked Prosser to leave her office, at which point Prosser allegedly grabbed Bradley around the neck with both hands. The Journal Sentinel says another source has told the paper a different story. That source is quoted as saying there was an altercation between the justices, but it was Bradley who rushed at Prosser with her fists raised, and his hands came into contact with her neck when he raised them in self-defense. Justice Bradley has denied this version of the story. Sources have said Capitol Police are investigating. Capitol Police Chief Charles Tubbs declined to comment yesterday, but told Wisconsin Public Radio that he'd release a statement on Monday. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.